KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. The Alaska House has passed an anti-federal firearms regulation bill. The bill would make it a felony for a federal official or agent to try to enforce new restrictions on gun ownership. The bill passed with a 31-5 vote after a lengthy floor debate. Opponents said the bill flies in the face of the constitutions of Alaska and the United States. Supporters said the bill would help lawmakers protect Second Amendment rights against federal encroachment. The Alaska House also passed a bill that would change eligibility requirements to receive an Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. The bill would allow people gone from Alaska for more than 5 years to still receive dividends if they prove they are residents and that they intend to return to and stay indefinitely in Alaska. Yesterday's vote in the House was 30-6. Representative Bob Herron took to the House floor to call for a vetting of a proposed constitutional amendment that could have a big impact on Alaska's education system. On Monday, the Bethel Democrat told his fellow legislators it's wrong to set aside the question of consequences. He says the issue of school vouchers needs to be discussed so the voters can test drive it. If the amendment passes with 2/3 majority in each chamber, it would go to voters. Nome City Council passed 5 ordinances amending the city's fiscal year 2013 budget at last night's meeting. Prior to voting on each ordinance, Councilman Stan Anderson noted the increases in spending, such as a $5,000 increase on streetlights. Community member Tim Smith shared his thoughts on the spending increase.
People aren't making any money. People operating businesses are not making any money. And the city keeps spending more and more, as Councilman Anderson pointed out. And we're getting into a real crunch where, the people are not going to be able to support the government that we would like to have here.
Council member Josie Stiles also emphasized the need to cut back on spending. During last night's meeting, she voted not to approve facility fee waivers for 3 organizations. Stiles says there are a lot of costs that go into facilities, and it would be nice to get something back.
For us, for the city of Nome, we need to think about what we give away and, start tightening up in areas. And I think that would be a good place to start.
In other business, the city council appointed Sarah Lysak to the Nome Planning Commission. Lysak works at Kowarik and has been active with the Planning Commission in regards to transportation access in the past couple years. Mayor Denise Michaels had recommended her to the council. Also last night, the council tabled voting on a resolution approving the Port of Nome Strategic Development Plan, as the council had not received copies of the final plan prior to the meeting. Also tabled was an ordinance changing the number of votes to certify an election. The next city council meeting will be held on March 25th. Last October, a gravel barge sank in the Kuskokwim Slough near the village of Queethluck. The barge, owned by a Bethel construction company, is still there. KYUK's Mark Earhart reports that residents are concerned fuel and oil from the barge may be contaminating a traditional watering hole. Evan Olick is the water plant operator in Queethluck. He says fuel and oil from heavy equipment on the sunken barge may be the cause of sickness. Dawn Red Fox says she and her whole family have been drinking slough water for years.
I don't know how long after my kids started puking. My nephew came and he started puking, so they had fevers.
Red Fox says she too became ill, and she thinks it's because of diesel fuel in the water. The barge is owned by Faulkner Walsh Constructors out of Bethel. Initially, some diesel fuel or lube oil did spill from the barge, which now sits half under the frozen ice. The city of Queethluck has advised residents to stop packing water from the river and is offering water from the village plant free of charge. Evan says he took a water sample from the traditional hole and sent it to a lab in the lower 48.
Because it's little to be reported, but consuming it will affect human, and people will start getting sick or nauseated or have diarrhea.
Bob Carlson is with the Department of Environmental Conservation in Bethel.
And I reviewed the lab results of that sample, and in reviewing the results, I found that there were no hits or evidence of contaminants that they sampled for. And there was quite a list of, a long list of potential contaminants you might expect to find in petroleum that they did run samples for. And they simply didn't come up with anything.
Carlson says he cannot say why exactly people have gotten sick, but the sample suggests that it may not be from diesel or other petroleum products in the water. Whatever is or isn't in the water, residents say it is the water that's making them ill. Carlson says his department has been in contact with Faulkner Walsh in order to get the firm to remove the barge, though nothing has happened as of yet. The DEC is not alone in wanting the barge out. Evan Olick and other Queethluck residents feel the same. A former union organizer has been convicted of forging signatures. 32-year-old Sky McRoberts was a union organizer with the Alaska State Employees Association. She submitted hundreds of forged signatures in 2010 to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency in an effort to organize more than 2,000 previously unorganized University of Alaska employees. Prosecutors say McRoberts stood to enrich herself because she owned a mailing service that would benefit from mail generated by a vote. McRoberts was convicted yesterday and sentenced to spend 3 years on felony probation and pay restitution. A Tanana man is planning a second long-distance walk to raise awareness of Alaska suicides. 56-year-old Vernon Stickman last year ran and walked about 175 miles from Tanana to Ruby to Galena. This year, he will take a snowmobile most of the way to Ruby to avoid a rough trail. But after Ruby, he plans to walk to Galena, Koyukuk, Nulato, and Caltag, accompanied by a support crew. His trip will begin on Friday. Five Western Alaskan mascots are competing for the title of Best Mascot in the U.S. USA Today is hosting the online contest. Their staff chose the five most unique mascots from each state to compete for the title. And Alaska's five nominees all come from Western Alaska. The Diomede Dateliners, Gnome Belt Nanooks, Aniak Half-Breeds, Point Hope Harpooners, and Chief Fornik Shamans are in the running. You can vote for your favorite Alaskan mascot online at contest.usahsss.com. Voting ends next Monday, March 5th. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $19.30 to $1,613.90. Silver is up 33 cents an ounce to $29.42. Zinc is at 95 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived early at 8:46 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It is unofficially 17 below at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.